Have you ever woken up from a dream where, as an already anxious person dealing with anxiety, that dream just catapults you into making decisions based on a dream that wasn't even reality because it makes you feel safer? That's what today's short little essay is all about. Hi, I'm Marissa, and welcome to the Present Truth Parents podcast. Present Truth Parents was created out of a desire to tell others about Jesus Christ, to serve God, to serve families, to tell stories and to listen to them, and to find community. Combining the love for storytelling and our call to train our children to develop Christ-like characters, Present Truth Parents is here to inspire Christian parenting through a Seventh-day Adventist perspective. Come hang out with us as we join together and point our families to Jesus and learn what it means to develop little hearts fit for heaven. Our aim is always to inspire. Hello, everybody. I hope you are all doing well. And I know there are some of you out there who are not doing well. And I'm hoping that by tuning in here, you can leave listening feeling a little bit encouraged, a little bit connected, a little bit seen, and a little bit closer to God. I want to start off by apologizing. In my previous episodes, I was giving the link to the Present Truth Parents WordPress page, and for whatever reason, did not realize that the site was not even launched yet. So I'm hoping soon I can get that up and working. And also, going to be reading something that will be on the blog page once it's, launched. All right, let's go into it. Okay, so this short piece is called I Only Shop Online. Last night, I had a dream. I had a dream that a town I've known since childhood was attacked by an unspeakable tragedy. The same kind of unspeakable tragedy that actually came upon it just weeks before. A part of me feels empty when I hear about tragedy. Even if the tragedy isn't exactly my own, I feel like it is, or it could be, or I'm expecting it to be. And in this dream, my loved ones were involved. And even though it wasn't real, I felt like my world crumbled. I had just been looking at flights to go visit family in this particular town. But needless to say, after I woke up from that dream, I vowed the trip would now most definitely not take place. I was paralyzed by fear. Again. I told my husband I would do our shopping online today. Hey, at least I'll be that much safer, I said. He looked at me and gave me a sideways grin. Grin isn't really a word I'm comfortable with at the moment, but I think you get my meaning. He gave me a look. A look mingled with a bit of pity and a touch of sadness. He knew what I meant. Inside my own walls, I feel safe. Inside my own walls, I can't expose my children to outside hurt. Inside my own walls, it's just us. But inside my own walls, I am also trapped, because it reminds me of my fear. It reminds me of my worry. It reminds me of my doubt. So that is the end of that short little piece. So even though a lot of the things I've been sharing have been coupled with the theme of anxiety, I also want to make it very clear that the road to recovery is also very real. The journey to trusting God more and to relying on His word and His promises and His love to get us through the trials and the anxious thoughts and the intrusive thoughts, that is very real. If you are listening and you are a creative yourself, I love to encourage Christian creativity. So if you feel you have something you want to share on this podcast, by all means, please reach out to me somehow, either on Instagram at Present Truth Parents, or you can leave a message through the Anchor app and website, and I will be happy to share some other creative works from you parents who are listening. I know it could sometimes feel weird to like be the one that's like reaching out saying, hey, look what I wrote. Feature it somehow. Yeah, there's kind of that barrier that kind of holds us back from submitting anything we may have worked on. And I cannot guarantee that everything will be shared, but I at least would love to see what's out there, to see how other people, other parents, are finding time to create. And I know for me, when I have a moment to stop and write and create, it just puts me in a better headspace, puts me in a better mood. I love hearing how other people are creative and how they are manifesting that creative gene that they've got. So thank you again, everybody, for listening in. And if you do feel like you want to reach out, please, by all means, leave a message. I look forward to sharing the next thing with you. And I look even more forward to receiving some other things that maybe many of you have written as well. All right, friends, I will see you in the next episode. Bye.